Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Metroscope, an Entercom Portland Public Affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield.
Joining us this time on Metroscope is Laura Klink, the Public Information Manager at the Oregon Humane Society. She's here today to chat with us about the Portland Rose Festival Canine Court. Laura has also been a shelter volunteer for the last 21 years, and her furry family includes three dogs and four cats. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me.
And one of those dogs is with us. Now, folks obviously can't see it as this interview is being conducted over radio, but Willow, the, what did you say, one-and-a-half-year-old?
One-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever, maybe a little bit something else in there, but... Yes, she's royalty in my house for sure.
She's been wandering around the studios, but she's actually very calm right now. She's laying down for the first time in about 10 minutes since she's been in.
She's scoped out the place, and now she's good.
She's feeling a little bit calm. So how do you how does that work with having this zoo, as you described it, at your house? Three dogs and four cats. I mean, what's that environment like to live in and be a part of?
You know, it's fun. It's never boring. That's for sure. We, you know, like you mentioned, I've been a volunteer at the Oregon Humane Society for more than 20 years. And so, you know, I've definitely fallen in love a number of times with cats and dogs. I'm equal opportunity pet owner. We've got both cats and dogs, although I guess technically the cats outnumber the dogs in our in our house. And they are kind of the boss, truth be told.
I was going to ask, in that environment, how do they coexist? Because I've had, growing up, I had a dog and a cat, but only one of each, not at the same time, not three and four. So how does that world kind of coexist?
You know, they kind of have figured it out. Willow is really funny because she's probably the most curious about the cats, but you know, they let her know. They put her in her place and let her know who's boss. So,
there you go.
Yep, everybody, fingers crossed, knock on wood, everybody gets along great.
Awesome. So you are here today to talk to us about the Portland Rose Festival Canine Court. You guys started it a year ago, so this will be the second year doing it. There are a lot of different details we can go through, but it's open April 1st through May 12th, and then the ceremony takes place May 22nd at the Heathman Hotel, and there will be a panel there. They'll pick finalists. But yeah, talk to us a bit about just kind of what the event's about and how you guys started it in the first place.
Sure. So last year we was the first year that we partnered with the Rose Festival. It was our 150th anniversary. And we thought, what a great way to celebrate Portland's love of pets than to have a canine grand marshal of the Grand Floral Parade. So that was the first year that we worked together with the Rose Festival. And this year we've brought the promotion back. And there will once again be a canine court. And they will this year be in the Starlight Parade instead of the Grand Floral Parade. So there'll be the final canine court will be six dogs. Two of those will be the king and queen, or queen and queen, or king and king, depending on how all the voting lays out. The applications are open right now, so people can fill out an application online and tell us why you think your dog is royalty, and we've got a panel that will be narrowing that group down to 20, and then those 20 dogs and their people will participate in the canine coronation event at the Heathman Hotel on May 22nd.
Fantastic. OregonHumane.org is the website. You can click on the tab there. You guys have a bunch of different events that you have going on throughout the year as part of the Oregon Humane Society. And then again, this is the Portland Rose Festival Canine Court, which will be coming up May 22nd from 6 to 9. Is Willow entered?
Willow is not entered. She might be there as an ambassador, but she will not be competing.
Okay. So, and there are six dogs honored. There are 20 finalists, and then a king and queen. And I think a lot of people are wondering, how does the board get chosen, or how do the six of the 20 finalists, how do they get chosen? And then how do the final six and then the king and queen get chosen? Is it a behavioral contest? Is it a beauty contest? How does it work?
So it's all of those things. And it's also all about creativity and having fun and talking about the things that are really unique about your dog and your relationship with your dog. The online application has really fun questions about, you know, what would your dog's motto be? And what are their favorite things to do? And what makes your dog special? And so, you know, from those photos and those kind of mini essay questions, we'll pick 20 finalists who will then compete, like you mentioned, at the coronation event on May 22nd. And the judges there, it is a really super fun event. The judges, including Cheryl Stewart from The Buzz, they all have a lot of fun and kind of asking the pet owners questions. And there's a catwalk that they kind of go down, little red carpet runway. So the evening of the event, the finalists will a lot of times wear costumes. They'll have friends and family that are there with signage promoting their favorite dog. Mm. And so it's a lot of fun.
Fantastic. I've watched dog shows on TV before, and those are really fun. So I can imagine attending one in person would be a good time as well. So again, OregonHumane.org. It's $50 to enter, and then 100% of the proceeds benefit the Oregon Humane Society. Can you talk to us a bit about what you guys do with the proceeds?
Yeah, absolutely. And that is a really important piece of this, is that this is a fundraiser for the Oregon Humane Society. So the $50 entry fee when you submit your nomination for your dog, the fee for that is $50, and that all goes to the Oregon Humane Society. And so those funds are used to everything from daily care of the animals that are at the shelter, and that covers everything from food to medications to vaccines to flea control. We have a training and behavior program, so if pets come to us and they need a little bit of extra time either to kind of settle or have their behavior assessed by our team, or sometimes, especially for animals that have come from traumatic situations like hoarding situations, sometimes they are a little bit more shy and need some time working with our trainers and behaviorists. The other thing, the great thing that our training and behavior team does as well, is offer a free helpline to the public. So if you as a pet owner are having issues with your pet, you can call for free and get some advice from our trainers. We also have classes and workshops for the public. The funds raised from the canine coronation event also go to fund our medical center. So a lot of times pets come to us and they just need a routine spay neuter. Sometimes animals will come to us with complex medical conditions, whether it's diabetes or fractures, perhaps an animal who's been hit by a car, things like that. We had a cat come to us last year with a really pretty rare condition in cats called luxating patellas, where the kneecaps weren't in the right place. Mm. And one of our veterinarians was able to repair that malformation. And this cat is just happy and, you know, just active, and you would never know this cat needed that complex surgery. So, you know, our medical center just really does so much amazing life-saving work. And Oregon Humane Society is a Oregon-based nonprofit. We don't receive any government fundings or tax dollars or funds from national organizations. So we are totally supported by donors, and things like the Canine Court really help fund our programs.
Fantastic. And I was going to ask you a bit about that. I mean, you kind of dived into it, but just broadly speaking, for people who want to know a little bit more about Oregon Humane Society, you mentioned medical treatments that you guys offer. How would you just kind of describe what your organization does for the Portland community and the Oregon community in general? Just however you kind of want to describe that.
Sure. So a lot of people know us best for adoptions. Last year, we hit a new record and adopted 12,062 pets into new homes. So we're really excited to hit that new milestone and save you know, that many lives. We have, like you mentioned, a medical center on site. So the shelter pets get just the very best medical care. We also provide spay neuter services for owned pets in the community. And that's done for free or very low cost for pet owners in the community. The other thing that was really interesting and cool about our medical center is we have a partnership with Oregon State University. So fourth year veterinary students do a 3-week rotation in the medical center. And they are getting amazing hands-on experience, again, in surgeries, you know, diagnosing unusual conditions, you know, treating, doing physical exams with cats, dogs, and small animals. So they're getting amazing just hands-on experience that they can use throughout their career. Another thing that the Oregon Humane Society does, I mentioned the training and behavior program. That's just an incredibly I kind of sometimes call it the hidden gem at OHS because they just do such fantastic work with, you know, Willow's seen one of our trainers on numerous occasions when she was struggling with some behavior issues, and it really helped me learn how to better train and have a better relationship with my pets.
Wow. Awesome. Well, thank you for filling us in.
Yeah.
So let's learn a little bit more about this specific event that you guys have coming up. Again, this will be May 22nd from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's at the Heathman Hotel. 20 canine finalists will participate, and then 6 will be officially put on the canine court with a king and queen, or like you said, maybe a king or a queen.
Exactly.
And those are just the two best, I assume?
The two best, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So it's open to the public, and so people can go. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door, and VIP tickets are $30. It comes with a goodie bag and reserved seating as well. Mm-hmm. What would the attendee experience be like for any listeners out there who would like to come to the event?
So the Heathman Hotel has undergone this huge renovation, and we were just there last week, and it looks amazing and beautiful. And so the event itself will take place in the lobby area. That's where the dogs will strut their stuff and showcase their talents. And then right above the main lobby is a kind of a balcony and staircase that overlooks the lobby. So we'll have bars set up there. We're going to have local vendors from 5 to 6, so people can come at 5 and kind of check out some local pet-friendly businesses. And the coronation event itself is just so much fun. Mm-hmm. The panel of judges always have a great time. Poison Waters is on the panel of judges this year. The MC is Andy Carson from Fox 12. And so have a drink, you know, check out all the amazing, you know, costumes and creativity that all the finalists bring to the table. And just it's a really fun evening.
Costumes. So for the dogs
or people. I mean, you can, you know, if one of your friends' pets is one of the finalists and you guys all want to dress up to support that particular pet, go for it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So when the dogs are actually out there on the floor, the showroom floor, I guess.
On the catwalk, I guess you could call it.
Whatever the best way to describe it is. So what are they doing? Are they following directions from their owner, and then they're doing a walk around, and that's how the judges are judging them and giving them a score? And is there a scoring system? I mean, how does the competition part of it work?
You know, I don't know. That part is, I think, a top secret, how they do the final scoring. But okay. It was really fun last year. All the different finalists and their pets, they had either a trick that they showed off, or again, like a costume, like Bert, who was there last year, Bert Usher, who was there with Melissa Ives. He had just a really super fun decorated little wagon that he came up to the stage with, and Melissa was kind of dressed you know, they kind of had matching costumes. One of the finalists last year was this big labradoodle named Molly, and Molly loved to jump up and hug her her person. And so imagine this big white fluffy dog just jumping up and giving her person a bear hug, and that was kind of her trick. Wow. So
it I don't think I've ever seen that.
It was pretty funny.
A hug as a trick.
Yes.
I've seen the shake, of course.
She was able to jump up off the ground and literally embrace her person.
Wow.
It was really cute.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Were there any Great Danes there last year?
No, but you know, the Grand Marshal was Diesel, who is a Mastiff.
Oh.
So he is just this gentle giant, and he will actually, he'll be at the Doggy Dash this year to promote the canine court this year.
Okay.
So he, you know, big shoes to fill, literally, but we're really excited to bring this promotion back this year.
Fantastic. I wonder if he'll be part of the winning ceremony like they do at the Masters Golf Tournament, where the winner from the previous year hands over the jacket to the new winner.
Could be. We'll have to wait and see.
So Wednesday, May 22nd, coming up, and actually 5 to 9. Our doors open at 5.
Okay. Yep. Come at 5. Like I said, grab a drink, check out some of the local businesses that will be there. It's going to be a really fun evening. And the remodeled Heathman Hotel is just beautiful.
Okay. And the finalists, 20 finalists receive a gift basket valued at approximately $100.
Mm-hmm.
The four princes/princesses of the court will receive a gift basket valued at about $500. And then the two kings and queens will receive a gift basket valued at approximately $1,500.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. One of the really cool things that's in the gift basket for the king and queen is a 2-night stay at the Heathman.
Ooh.
So a lot of really fantastic, you know, gift certificates, you know, experiences, a lot of things to help solidify that bond that you have with your pet and have a great time.
I was going to say $1,500. That's a lot of dog treats if we're not doing something else with that money.
No, there's a lot of other good things in there besides dog treats.
Okay.
Promise.
I think a lot of dogs would love $1,500 worth of dog treats. I'm not sure their owners would.
I don't know. Yeah. Willow probably is up for it for sure.
So you guys have a couple other events going on, throughout the year. I was perusing your website, OregonHumane.org, for folks who want to check that out. The Tail Wag, Canines Uncorked. That's an event in August, I believe, if I was
Canines Uncorked is a really fun event, and that is you get a passport with a number of participating wineries in wine country, and I don't know the price offhand for the passport, but you go to these different wineries and you get tastings, and all the different wineries that are participating have different pet friendly activities going on. So you can spend the day out in wine country with your dog and have a great time. And all the benefits, all the proceeds from that also benefit the Oregon Humane Society. So a lot of these events that are on our website, all of them are really to support the programs and life-saving work happening at the Oregon Humane Society.
Very cool. And so the winners of the final six, if you will, of this upcoming event that you guys have going on, the Portland Rose Festival Canine Court, what exactly do they get besides the prize package? Because I know they get to appear at a festival in June or a float in June.
They will get to participate in the Starlight Parade,
which
is so fun. And that's just a wonderful Portland tradition. Willow actually was at the Starlight Parade last year. But this year, the whole court, including the king and queen, or queen and queen and king and king, will be on a float in the Starlight Parade. So
cool.
It'll be a lot of fun. They'll definitely be treated like royalty.
How did that partnership kind of come about between you guys and the parade?
So last year was the Oregon Humane Society's 150th anniversary.
Okay.
And we partnered with the Rose Festival. Last year, we were the official charity partner of the Rose Festival. And so, as you know, each year, the Rose Festival selects a different charity partner for that particular year. And we had so much fun with that partnership last year. We thought, okay, even though we're not the official charity partner this year, you know, how can we still, you know, have some fun and really celebrate Portland's love of pets? And so we decided to incorporate this particular promotion and have dogs in the Starlight Parade.
There we go. This is Laura Klink joining us from Oregon Humane Society. Have their event coming up, Canine Court. So the contest is April 1st through May 12th, and then the big ceremony is May 22nd. But as far as how listeners can get involved with them and their pets, how would you kind of recommend they do that? I know we talked about the application process mm-hmm. on the website, but for people wondering either how they can get involved or how they can attend the event, what would you say?
Sure. Go to OregonHumane.org/canine court. That'll take you right to the page with all the information about the canine court. I would totally encourage people to nominate their dog to be on the canine court. You know, the $50 application fee goes to help the pets at the Oregon Humane Society, and you know, have some fun and be creative with your answers and see if your pet's selected for that top 20. And then if they're not, or even if they are, I would still plan on attending the event on May 22nd at the Heathman.
So April 1st through May 12th. And then are they basically being judged off their application?
And photos. Yep.
And photos.
So okay. When we look at all the application and photos that come in, we'll narrow that down to 20. And then those 20 will be in person at the Heathman on May 22nd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any tips for people who are applying with their pets, whether it's do a trick, like you said, or anything like that? I mean, like you said, the application process does have some interesting questions, a winning talent, a special mm-hmm. charm. So I guess maybe answering those questions creatively.
Yeah, just, you know, exactly. Just be creative. Have some fun with it. We're looking for just that little something extra that, you know, makes us think, wow, this sounds like an amazing dog and one that we want to have at the coronation event. And then at the event itself, you know, again, just let that creativity flow, whether it's a costume or having your pet do a fun trick. Having a good rapport with the judges is also good. Cheryl and Poison Waters and Andy and everybody just have so much fun with it.
Is it a formal dress attire, or I mean, how do you dress when you show up to this?
You know,
thing?
It's Portland, so anything goes.
Portland dress attire.
Yeah, exactly.
Flannels.
You could do flannel, and you could do a ball gown.
There
you know,
you go.
whatever strikes your fancy. So, again, it's just, you know, it's a really fun event. So, if you you're looking for a reason to wear a ball gown, go for it. If you're like, you know what, I'm just going to wear sweats and flannel, you can do that too.
There you go. And I'll go ahead and read the list of the MC and the judges. So, Andy Carson from Good Day Oregon, Fox 12 is the MC. Byron Beck, Oregon blogger and journalist. Cheryl Zander from the Rose Festival. Kimberly Mouse, co-anchor of Good Day Oregon, Fox 12. Poison Waters from Portland. Cheryl Stewart from The Buzz. And Tony Marie from The Wolf are going to be the panelists there. How did you guys select them?
Gosh, most of them are returning judges.
Okay.
So, I think that, you know, once you're involved in an event like this, you keep wanting to come back because it is a lot of fun. So, yeah, we're really grateful for the judges for taking the time out to come make this event a big success.
Fantastic. All right. Well, just wrapping up, is there anything else that you would like listeners to know? I guess, again, the website, OregonHumane.org, and you can check out the application process there and different ways to get involved, as well as, if you want to attend. Yeah, can you buy tickets on the website?
Yep, you can buy tickets online.
Buy tickets mm-hmm. online. All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to get out there?
No, we just, you know, appreciate the opportunity to be here today and to talk about this really fun event. And we hope it inspires people to nominate their dog to be part of it.
Absolutely. All right, Laura Klink from Oregon Humane Society, thanks so much for being here. And good
Thank
luck
you.
With the, with, I mean, clearly you are very well equipped and educated to have a house of seven animals, four cats and three dogs, but continued success with what you have going on.
Thank you. Every day is an adventure.
We were talking today with Laura Klink, the public information manager at the Oregon Humane Society, about their upcoming event, Canine Court. The contest runs April 1st through May 12th, and then 20 finalists will be chosen to participate in the Canine Coronation Ceremony on May 22nd at the Heathman Hotel. The event is open to the public and costs $15 if you buy tickets online and $20 at the door, and it will run from 5 to 9 p.m. Of the 20 finalists, six dogs will be named members of the Canine Court, and the court will receive prize packages and will also participate in the Starlight Parade on June 1st. Metroscope is an Entercom Portland public affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. If you're involved with a nonprofit or public affairs organization, or if you have an idea for an upcoming show, I'd like to hear from you. Visit metroscopepdx.com and submit your ideas. You can also go to this station's website and submit your information there. Thanks for listening to Metroscope, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.